You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is our regular podcast series for the security industry. And this is episode 34, and today's topic is a new company called TimeSight Systems that has a unique technology where they seek to basically downgrade the resolution of stored video over time so that maybe you want to keep full resolution video surveillance for the first day or first week or maybe even the first month, and then after that you could drop the resolution for more archival purposes, perhaps to half that or whatever you said, and then you could even perhaps drop it again and again until it's then finally written over with new data. We caught up with Charles Foley at the IQ Summit, which is an event on October 22nd up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hosted by IQ and Vision, which of course is a megapixel surveillance camera company. Anyway, I want to bring this interview to you to about this new company that's on our radar, and you can hear a little bit about Charles discussing the technology and where that company's headed. So we're here with Charles Foley. We're at the IQ Summit 2008 in Philadelphia. And you guys just introduced your company yesterday, doing video lifecycle management, which is kind of a new concept in our industry. Can you give me a quick explanation of what that is?
Absolutely. You're right. It is a fairly new concept brought up on by some of the new trends in the industry. If you look at the last couple of years, the number of cameras continues to explode. Some analysts have growth rates in excess of 90% for IP high-resolution cameras. And as cameras go everywhere, and as the resolution per camera goes up, the amount of storage is exploding. The images coming out of these cameras are huge by comparison to what customers were used to with the older low-resolution analog cameras. And customers are literally being faced with having to buy tens, hundreds of terabytes of storage. It's not a concept they're used to. It's not something they're budgeted for. So our company was founded on the premise of how do you allow people to move to the high-res, easy-to-use IP cameras and get all those benefits without having to break the bank by literally putting in a data center just to hold your video surveillance data. What we did was we brought the idea of information lifecycle management from the data center over into the video world, which essentially means, hey, look, as video data gets older, it gets less relevant and less value to your business. There's essentially a time value to the video. People basically have told us the value of that video declines until I hit the delete key because it's not worth keeping it. You know, the cost to keep it is not worth the protection that it gives me. But the problem is with anybody else out there in the industry today, if you want rich, high-quality HD images, those are very large footprint images. And you have to store them at that very large footprint until you delete them. Video lifecycle management is the process of compressing images over time according to business rules as your risk lessens and as the value of that video lessens. So let's say you're a bank and you have cameras in your lobby and you want rich, high-quality video for that initial time period because you're concerned about being robbed, violent crime. After 24 hours, you know you weren't robbed. Well, you still need to keep that video, but you don't need quite as high a clarity, so you can compress it down to a half or a third of its original size for the next 60 to 90 days when you're protecting against things like slip and fall claims. And then after that point, compress it down to maybe 5% of its original size to meet your audit requirements, your workman's comp and employee pilfering actions and things like that.
And so, I mean, just to bring it around for our listeners, the current concept, of course, is you record a video and you hold it for 30 days, 60 days, whatever you decide on, and the video quality never changes.
That's
where
right.
It sounds like in TimeSight you could perhaps after one day drop from, say, if you have an IQ and Vision camera, since we're here at the IQ Summit, that's shooting 2-megapixel images.
Right.
You could have full resolution for the first day, then maybe drop it to half that after that first day, and then maybe after 30 days down to a very small, almost VGA level type format, right?
Actually, even lower. We've got customer examples showing that, you know, customers have said, I really would like to use an IQ Envision 2 megapixel camera. That gives me the image that I really need. But the quality of that image, which is wonderful, that's maybe 180, a 200K image versus VGA cameras, which produce a 70K image. The effect on 5 or 10 images per second from 100 cameras for every second, every minute of every day is huge. So what we give you the ability to do is use those IQ Envision high-res cameras. Have that rich, high-quality image with the 180 or 200K footprint for your initial period where you're most concerned, which may be, as you say, a day. And then you can compress that down to an image which is maybe 40K and keep it that way for a couple weeks. You can actually compress it further to an image that may be 4K, that can literally be less than one-tenth the size of a VGA image and still give you better clarity because you're using 2 million pixels. You're just compressing it more. So we literally give people the ability to use the higher res, the megapixel cameras, with better images than they have off of VGA, but at the same type of storage footprint that they used to associate with low-cost analog SIF cameras.
And of course, storage is one of the big costs of a surveillance system. In a typical surveillance system, Charles, what percentage of the total cost is attributable to storage?
That's a great question because it's an industry trends question. If you look back 3 years, storage was 10 to 15% of the cost of video surveillance. The cameras and the installation were actually far more. With today's high-resolution cameras and people embracing those, for good reason, it gives you real actionable video data, storage is now becoming 50 to 70% of the cost of a video surveillance installation. We can slash that cost. We can actually use about one-tenth the storage of our competitors. And so we remove the biggest cost of a video surveillance installation.
And so as we wrap up here, how are you guys going to market? Is this delivered as an NVR? Is it delivered as a server software? What are we looking at?
In talking to the customers of this market, they want an easy-to-use, easy-to-deploy solution. So we've taken our software, which is video management software, which does video lifecycle management, and we've packaged it in an easy-to-use, easy-to-deploy appliance, essentially an NVR. You got to know where to plug in the power cable and where to plug in the network cable, and then you point your IP cameras to our system. Or if you have analog cameras, you can use one of the popular encoders in the market to point them to our system, and you can be up and running. We have customers literally up and running within an hour.
Any plans in the future as far as being able to deliver this technology, which I understand is patented, to other NVR developers?
The video lifecycle management, the ability to compress over time according to business rules, is a really important trend in our industry. Frost and Sullivan has just done a study and a release saying that just in the Americas alone, video surveillance storage costs will reach $3 billion by 2013, and then there will be a number of important technologies which help address that growing spend. And video lifecycle management is one of the ones that they have called out. So I think this is a new concept in the industry that's being embraced by a lot of people, including the industry experts like Frost and Sullivan, and I believe that other people will want to come and embrace this technology, and we're certainly open to having those discussions.
And for our listeners, TimeSight will be on display at ISC East, which is next week, the 29th and 30th, at the Javits Center in New York. Looks like you can get information at timesightsystems.com. So welcome to the industry, Charles, and very good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Again, Charles Foley there from TimeSight Systems, and we want to thank him again for being on the SIW Radio podcast program. While I was at that IQ Summit, I also had a chance to catch up with Scott Saraboff, who's the CEO of Veracity. In case you don't know them, Veracity's had a little bit of buzz in the industry. They are basically doing hardware that allows you to do IP connectivity over coaxial cable. So basically, converts that that coaxial cable into a technology that's somewhat similar to Ethernet. So it was kind of interesting with Veracity, and why I took note was because there's obviously been such a perception that if you have coax run, well then you need to stick with your analog cameras, and if you're going to go IP, you need to put the encoders at the end or do the encoding in your NVR DVR. And what, of course, what Scott's company is doing is allowing you to take that cable and actually put the edge device, the camera, and allow that to be an IP camera. So it really changes some of the design requirements and allows, I think, legacy CCTV installations to jump on the IP bandwagon, so to speak. While I was also there, was able to catch up with a new company called Viziux. And guys, I hope I pronounced that correctly. They're a French company. And essentially, Viziux is a video management system. And they're kind of unique. They've written their own operating system to run on NVRs and so forth. And basically, it's a Linux kernel-based system. And so we've got a new company coming into this video management system marketplace. And, of course, they're from France, where they have a good bit of market share, I'm told. And so they're really ready to hit the U.S. market. Well, that wraps it up for episode 34 of SecurityInfoWatch.com's SIW Radio podcast series. You can, of course, always get to us online at securityinfowatch.com/podcast or siwradio.com. While you're there, leave us a comment. You can also leave us comments at the iTunes store, where you can sign up for our podcast. Simply enter SIW space radio in the search bar, and you should be able to come up with our podcast and set it for automatic download. Well, we're off next week to the ISC East show, and hopefully we'll see some neat goings-on there and neat technologies and find the dealer and integrator community out there in New York doing some good business and meeting some new contacts. Until our next episode, stay safe and stay secure.